Welcome to Radio V from Volunteer Scotland, here to serve the people that responded to the Scottish Government's Scotland Cares call for help.
Hi, I'm Frances. I'm a veterinary nurse in Glasgow and I've signed up to Volunteer Scotland and I can't wait to get started.
We're still growing. 50,000 people from all over Scotland through the British Red Cross, Volunteer Scotland, along with returning health and social care workers.
We've just had an incredible response from people of all backgrounds, from all skill sets.
You've joined a community.
I think we're doing really well. When you look at the support at a community level, it's really encouraging.
We want this to be your space to find out what's happening.
This terrible virus is bringing out the best in a lot of people, and I reckon they're pretty good anyway.
We'll bring you volunteer stories from across Scotland and give you the information you need.
I get as much from volunteering as what the people get.
We want to recognise and share what you're doing in these uncertain times. Radio V, bringing Scotland's volunteers together. At a socially safe distance, of course.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Right now, we're facing a new reality. Head of Volunteer Scotland, George Thompson.
I think the big picture, Davis, is absolutely about supporting the NHS to deal with the challenge that they're facing just now. And we know that that challenge is going to increase. So everything that we're doing as a community is about staying safe so that we don't increase the demand on them. That when the demand does come, and it's quite scary, of course, as we see that peak, that surge increasing, when that comes, they're going to be under just enormous pressure. So everything we're doing in the volunteering side is about supporting them to deal with that pressure in every way that we can.
George then went on to tell us what volunteers can expect.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've had 26,000 people sign up. And what they can expect for us is excellent communications and directions to them. We're linking them up to the opportunities that are currently there. And there will be a support service there as well. So let's develop a good community between us, good trust and understanding, and find our routes, the best routes into the kind of activities that will be needed short-term and long-term.
George then told us about how he saw our approach here in Scotland.
COVID response has been quite phenomenal. I think that the difference perhaps in Scotland to what's been happening elsewhere is that we've been trying to use both head and heart. So I think that the emotional response, the community-spirited response in Scotland has been, you know, absolutely wonderful. But at the same time, we have to use our heads as well. And that is to make sure that, first of all, that we stay safe, that we move in towards the kind of increasing demand for our help as the emergency gets worse, and that we're listening up for the opportunities that authorities and so on are looking for.
We wrapped up our interview with some hopes for the future.
For the listeners here, I think it's to look at ourselves as a team. We are in this together. And it's wonderful to see such a large group of people coming together to be part of this response.
Over the weeks ahead, we'll be coming back to George to keep us updated.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
We can all make a real difference to how Scotland, its communities and people come through the next few months. Shirley Ann Somerville, Cabinet Secretary for Social Security and Older People, sent us this message on behalf of the Scottish Government.
The First Minister has asked me to speak on her behalf to thank all of our volunteers, whether you are currently volunteering or you've recently signed up. These are exceptionally challenging times, and I know everyone must be finding this new normal really difficult, and that people will be looking at our NHS, our carers and our public sectors and wishing they could help, wishing they could do more. We've never experienced a situation like this in our lifetimes, but one thing we do know is that we'll need lots of help in the weeks and months to support each other and to support our communities. When I put the call out to the people of Scotland to join our community of volunteers, you responded in your tens of thousands, and it goes without saying that Scotland cares. I'm grateful to each and every one of you for putting yourselves forward, whether you did so last week or whether you did so last year or the year before. Your offers speak to the passion, the kindness, the energy and the dedication of the people of Scotland. So thank you. Thank you, the new recruits, and thank you to the thousands of volunteers who are already doing amazing things right across Scotland.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Most of us are stuck at home with a lot more time in our hands. So what do you do? For some, the answer is to get creative.
I love words, I love writing, and I wanted to do something to say thank you to all those who are doing so much to help us. My name's John Newton, and I'm from Dumfries. I love putting back, I love trying to put in the community. If it hadn't been for my disability, I would dearly have loved to have volunteered myself. I've been a carer most of my life until my dad died. I've cared for various relatives and co-cared, and even though I'm disabled, I've been helping at local charities such as the Multicultural Society and the Over 50s group. I've had to slow down again because I've now got heart problems, and I've just got to be careful as well with that now. I've got angina and a heart murmur. Poetry touches our hearts, I think, because it comes from our heart, and it touches other people's hearts. That's the key to it.
As John can no longer volunteer, he's written a poem instead, simply titled, Thank You.
To all our healthcare workers and to all our volunteers, we wish to show our gratitude to you from us, your peers. We thank you from all our hearts. You are in our thoughts and prayers. All around the earth, we are a world that loves and cares. We appreciate all you do for us every single day, for making a difference in this world of ours today, for all your heartfelt kindness and for all the risks you take. Please know to us you matter as you give for all our sakes.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
It's over to the East Coast now, in Angus, where volunteering had a bit of a head start.
What we started early created a level of informal volunteering which others are just catching up on now. My name's Gary Malone. I'm the Chief Executive of Voluntary Action Angus, and the work we are doing is based on a voluntary movement to tackle the impact of the corona pandemic. We're working with approximately 800 volunteers, more than that now in fact, who are based in local communities helping people in the neighbourhoods they live in. We're also working with statutory agencies like a Community Justice Team, Communities Team of Angus Council, and also through Angus Health and Social Care Partnership, so that we could create the best of a joint effort and real strong collaborations to help people through this crisis. When we looked at the news that was happening in China and speaking to other people in public health, it was quite obvious that this virus would spread and travel. But years before that, we'd been looking at international volunteering to look at how other countries survived disasters. There's a couple of things that happened. People become more aware about the challenge that we face communities about corona, even before the Prime Minister made his announcement about lockdown. So because we were already active at that time, people were really up for getting involved. So the surge of people volunteering happened before the lockdown, and then with a second wave, a surge of volunteering happened after the Prime Minister's announcement. I think there's a real strength in localism and informal volunteering emerging in all communities throughout Scotland. And people are really motivated to try and do their best to help others who are in need, and their families and loved ones, of course.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Lockdown Hairdo by Angie Strachan. It's 3 weeks into lockdown. My hair is such a mess. Oh, how I miss my hairdresser. But I really must confess, I'm not sure if it was boredom of being stuck at home. I decided to change my hairstyle by cutting it on my own. I dyed my roots with household bleach, backcombed them with a fork and a knife, crowned my head with a cereal bowl, around it the scissors did slice. The style is Netflix Tiger King. I'm sporting an awful mullet. Until I can see my hairdresser again, I'll stay at home and wear a bonnet.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
The response was instant, and these wonderful people just did exactly what we needed at the time we needed it.
This is a story of volunteering in the Borders, in Duns.
It was Tuesday, and I got up and I was going to weed one of the beds in Duns that was needing weeded and tidied up. Came back home, walked the dogs, just as normal. We get the emails in from Emma to say what's needing done in the afternoon. And one of these was about this lady.
My 100-year-old aunt, she had her 100th birthday on the 10th of March. Last Sunday, I think it was, she had a fall and she broke her hip and she was taken to the Borders General Hospital in Melrose. On Monday, my sister Angela, who lives in Musselburgh in Edinburgh, heard that our aunt had been transferred to the Knoll in Duns.
So I phoned the Knoll Hospital and right away they said, yeah, she needs some washing picked up. So I just walked in there and then because it was a nice afternoon. Got the washing. I says, does she need anything else? She says, well, she's actually not got anything.
Almost by return, Emma got in touch with me and asked me what I needed. I told her. And within, I would say, hours, she came back with the name of a lady, Maureen Johnson, who was glad to help us, her name and number. So I passed that on to Angela, my sister, who contacted her. And she spoke to Maureen, and Maureen said, I've already been to the Knoll. I've picked up the washing. I've washed it. It's hanging in the garden now. I've been to the chemist. I've bought the toiletries. I've dropped them off. And I will continue to do this for as long as it takes. We were just blown away. We couldn't believe it because, you know, people are so helpful and so kind and they just do it. They don't know us. You know, we're strangers.
I think we all see all these kindnesses. So when it comes our turn, you know, I don't even look at it as a chore. It's like, you know, and who's to know when I'm older? People will help me. So it becomes a big chain of events within our community. And I think in Duns, really and truly, the levels of volunteering are, everybody's looked after here.
I would just, I think, like to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You know, we never expected it. And it's so kind.
Radio V. Good morning, volunteers.
Over the weeks to come, we want to pass on your messages and thanks. Record them and send them in. Let's start with this one from Mike Melvin, Volunteer Coordinator at Aberdeen Council of Voluntary Organisations.
From Aggie Hepburn, Chief Executive of ACFO, everyone at ACFO is overwhelmed by the public's response during these unprecedented times. And on behalf of the third sector in Aberdeen, I want to say a big thank you to every single volunteer and to encourage anyone who is thinking of volunteering to get in touch to find out more.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Over the weeks, we're going to bring you volunteer stories from all over Scotland. Here's our first one, from Glasgow.
I've always volunteered, whether it's been when I was younger, helping older people with, like, their shopping.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm from Glasgow and I'm a mum of two. I'm a business owner and I have volunteered in the past, but not for a long time. But I've now got time because my business is not operating. When I was younger, my granny used to tell me a lot about how her and her friends did stuff in the war because they worked in the buses or they worked in, like, allotments and vegetable patches, and it was a big team effort, basically. So I think that kind of spirit has kind of been drilled into me in a way, and I'm sure with many other people, just if you've got time on your hands, you can help other people, you should. I've got asthma, but I've got a bike, so I'm hoping to get some volunteering things that I can do on my bike, you know, like deliveries for people, picking up prescriptions, that kind of thing, so that I'm not going in and out of big busy places per se, and I've not got a car anyway, but I know that there are things out there for me. It's a good way to combat the boredom of being in the house and the loneliness as well.
It's a good way just to like open your eyes to other people's like lifestyles or problems or issues, and I think make you a bit thankful for your own situation if you've got it going good. It just makes you grateful for what you've got as well, I think.
I love my mum because she always helps people.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Across Scotland, volunteering is changing fast. We talked to someone who's tracking this evolving situation. Debbie Maltman, a researcher at Volunteer Scotland.
COVID-19 has really brought communities together. The amount of support we're seeing at a community level is just incredible. And these groups are able to help their community at pace. They know who needs help. They know the needs of their community and they're really coming together quickly. They're forming Facebook groups quickly. There's offers to help going on and, you know, people are receiving help within a couple of hours of, you know, perhaps needing a prescription or some shopping picked up.
One example that we've got is called Stirling Pulling Together. They've got over 3,400 members. And that page allows people to offer help. So if they have got some time and they're able to do things.
Debbie then told us how very different communities are responding.
You've got very small communities, places like Comrie in Perthshire, where, you know, they're really, really pulling together. You move to bigger cities like Glasgow and you're seeing the same effort. So it's really encouraging how well our communities are coming together. So I think we're in a really good position at the moment and hopefully that'll continue through the coming weeks and months.
We then asked her how organisations are adapting and responding to new and different requests.
It's been quite challenging for voluntary organisations and they've had to adapt really quickly. They've had to adopt online methods of communication. You know, they're using a lot of Skype, a lot of video calls to reach out to people. And that ties into one of the two most popular requests that we're seeing, and that's for befrienders. That's for people to reach out to people, have a chat with them, make sure that they're not socially isolated and that they're coping okay. The second big ask that we're seeing is for deliveries. So that could be deliveries of food, deliveries of energy cards, deliveries of post, deliveries of prescriptions. And we're seeing that right across Scotland.
Searching for innovation during the pandemic, Debbie found another example of how charities are coming together.
I think a slightly different form of innovation has been a number of charities. There's around half a dozen in Glasgow have come together to help feed the homeless in Glasgow. The traditional method of having one place where homeless people would congregate and collect a meal can't happen now. With COVID-19, we can't do it with social distancing. So a number of charities and the community have come together to ensure that homeless people in Glasgow are receiving hot meals on a one-to-one basis. So that's been a big change for them and it's really nice to see that kind of collaboration.
We wrapped up our conversation with more examples of collaboration and how volunteers are being supported.
In Grampian, three local authorities joined together to do kind of a combined effort and that worked really well with over 400 volunteers signing up in a really short space of time. In the Western Isles as well, we saw 200 volunteers come forward again in a really short space of time. And we've had 8,000 applications received in Dumfries and Galloway. So that's where we're seeing a joined up response between the local authorities, the third sector interfaces. So that's been really, really welcome.
Thanks to Debbie for sharing her research into what is a fast moving response. Over the weeks ahead, we'll catch up with her to share more of what she finds.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Hi, I'm Tyler Collins. I'm an actor and a musician. I just want to say a massive thank you to all the volunteers who are helping people out right now and the people who are doing their part by staying indoors. So here's a little thing that I wrote for you called Thoughts from the Queue.
If you're in a lockdown, clap your hands. Just not if you're driving. Then go wash them off and go phone your friends.
Not like your boss will know you're skiving.
Gotta stand two meters apart. Standing in the Tesco parking lot, trying to check out what all the people buy. Standing in the Tesco parking lot.
Fortnight's passed and I feel alright, although I may have cleaned the
although I won't go close. I don't want to kill her, man.
Damn. Gotta stand 2 meters apart. Standing in the Tesco parking lot. Dodging over eager joggers in the park. Dodging over eager joggers in the park. I'm running low on Solid Row. I guess I should have bought in bulk. Would any of my friends like to kindly admit it was them?
Do you one better, actually.
Phone your mother 3 times a day.
She deserves it. She's a saint.
Wanna make her happy, this'll make her day. She worries about you. Your mother, call her up and tell her how much you love her. She's worried about you. Stay in your homes and enjoy your time off. Unless you got kids, in which case, oh my God, I'm sorry. We should be paying teachers more. I'm so sorry, but you're on your own.
Radio B.
Good morning, volunteers.
That's about it for this week. In these challenging times, we ask that you stay safe and remain patient. Our busy team is working hard to connect you with organisers in your area. We know that many of you are eager to do more, and that sometimes it can feel like you're on your own. Our goal is to bring you together, support you, and keep you up to date. We want you to be prepared and ready for the different stages of this crisis, including the rebuilding of our communities after we have flattened the curve. Our community of volunteers is already making a big difference. We want to hear what you're doing. Email radiov@volunteerscotland.org.uk. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Radio V Scotland. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. for our next episode. And remember, volunteer safely, protect the NHS and save lives.